Repent? Repent? I have nothing to repent. I was a political prisoner. Born a political prisoner. Dead a political prisoner. All your priests who brainwash my people with Latin mumbo jumbo, you should repent. Besides, I convert in Shalala.
Ah, you was baptized a Catholic man.
Born in ignorance. Evolved to man, father. You was born able to read and write. But with knowledge, man learned. Man evolved. Behind every Portuguese slave trader was a Catholic priest carrying a Bible.
Francis, you're an intelligent man. You can't lump us all like that. Why, you have a drop of Madeira in you. You told me. You're going to have to do better than that, lad. Anger, anger clouds the judgment.
Anger? No, what's wrong with it? That's what freed me, you know. Wouldn't you be angry if somebody tell you lies about you in order to exploit, oppress, or rob you? Yes, I have Portuguese in me, but I transcend that with my more powerful African side. Look, father, I like talking to you, you know. And I go miss the jokes, the stimulating intellectual and philosophical battles we had. But don't try and do a last-minute Spencer Tracy on me, you know. I see the film, and I know the ending. James Cagney was a short Irish actor who could sing and tap dance, who graduated to cowboy, gangster, and admiral. But that ain't me. But he was a good actor. He used to make me laugh at Olympic. Look at me, Mama. Top of the world. Nah. That ain't me.
They were all fine films, lad. Is there anything else you'd like me to do for you?
You post the letters?
Not yet. I.
Why not?
There's no...
Oh, what? Father, you know your problem? You're a dreamer. A born romantic dreamer. I'll give you that.
Call it faith, lad.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. You think, you mean, you still believe at the last minute, dang-da-da, the phone will ring just before they, we see the clock ticking and you get up and walk. And just when they're about to, the warden busts in, waving a piece of paper and Gene Harlow will kiss me and music by, directed by... Father, that happens in white films, right? This is a black film, Trinidad. Black people just get hung here. And then they realize he didn't do the crime. And then they repent and feel sorry for him.
Your friends, Rocky, and that Mr. Simon on the committee, even now, they're still lobbying the State Department for clemency. A presidential pardon. It's in his power to... who knows?
Power? What do you know about power? You don't see how power works? Power? What do you know about power? You don't see how power works? I can tell you. You don't see everything going according to plan? Rocky and Simon? What? CIA? That's who? Front and smokescreen. They try to trip my head, make my world think them is big white liberals. Power? What do you know about power? You don't see how power works? I can tell you. You don't see everything going according to plan? Rocky and Simon. What? CIA. That's who? Front and smoke screen. They try and trip my head, make the world think them is big white liberals. Lobby what? That's part of it.
I think you're being a bit harsh, lad. These fellas... They're good men. They're fighting in your corner. Fighting for you. You. I call them and...
Fighting for publicity? Fighting for publicity? That's what. Father, you have to laugh, eh? In the face of everything, you have to laugh.
That's the spirit, lad. Speaking of which, thought you might fancy a drop of Ireland's finest. You being a Muslim now, I might not want to.
Nice try, Father. I know you. You want to kill off the whole bottle yourself. Allah is merciful. In Inshallah.
I'm no Pat O'Brien myself.
But don't get me wrong, you know. Don't think because I'm drinking your whiskey, you're going to puff up your chest, rock your heels back, and think you'll convert me back or something. No, no, no. You have to come better than that.
I wouldn't dream of it, lad. Pray, yes, but... Ah! Give us a drop. Ah. Ah. You're a funny fella, Francis. Sometimes so...
Nice?
It's there.
Even me, Father.
Ah, you're teasing me now. It's in all of us. Sure, the church made mistakes. If you ask me, they're still doing it. We're only human. But a clever man like you can ignore the idiots and see it's the word, the teachings that matters.
You mean love thy neighbor when he whipping you for picking the cotton wrong? Forgive, forget, turn the other cheek. Father, the first time I met a Catholic priest, I was doing just that. And he was beating both of them. My English teacher, I corrected his spelling in front of the class. He didn't like it. Wait. But you know, your same little blue-eyed carpenter boy tried to liberate the people.
Ah, but he did it with his teachings.
And look where it get him. Tell it like it is. Father, that's all I did. He entered on a donkey and left carrying a cross. I arrived on a 747 and... yeah. Thanks for the malt. It's nice, by the way.
He was a Kerry man, you know.
Who's that, Father?
Cagney. Old Jimmy Cagney.
I thought you mean Jesus Christ.
You never know. You never know, lad.
That's it, Father. You laugh. You got to laugh. So what do you decide? What are you doing?
Yes, you know, me dream was to find me a pub in Kerry and listen to the old men chatter. But I decided Trini's, the same as the Irish. The weather's better and the rum's cheaper. 30 years, lad, 30 years. So I'll have one last look around and...
Thank you, Father. I know you've been dying to go. I think you made the right choice. As an ex-Trini, I take it as a compliment to the hospitality of my people. You know how I say that? I could do English, you know, when I... What? Wait, that's it. Rocky Simon CIA. Equal Trinidad Internal Security. Equal planting evidence. Equal trial. Verdict. End of story. No. Who will judge the judges? Yes, Papa, that's it. No, wrong. Rocky and Simon not doing it for publicity. Of course. Of course, that's it. How about this? They can't just hang me. Nah. They have to make it look good. Make it look real. So bring on the liberals. Press campaigns, committees, external affairs, equal State Department. State Department equal Rocky and Simon. He need the profile. What Rocky need? He need a U.S. passport. Passport equal committee. You don't see? That's it.
Oh, sorry, lad. You got me there.
Come on, Father. You got to keep up. You don't see the basic political dynamics of neocolonialist capitalism? The black and white power structure on the island decided I had to go. No, not just go, but in the worst possible way. I was their worst nightmare. A fellow with Portuguese blood cussing the Portuguese merchants and a black man cussing the corrupt black politicians. The people was listening to me. If I had decided to join the innermost echelons of the you sleep with my wife, you approve a development contract, I buy you a speedboat culture, none of this would have happened. But no, they couldn't buy me. Not on the backs of my people. I didn't need to come down here. Look, I had everything in London. Friends in high places, the respect of the community. I had it. The Panthers was doing it in America and I was doing it in London. But it wasn't ready for me. I was too evolved for them. Too heavy, you see. You have to follow the intricacies of bourgeois counter-revolutionary politics. The, what do you come to say?
They're trying, lad. Fighting. I didn't talk very long. Phone's busy.
I bet the operator put you on to the secretary. Who put you on to a personal assistant? Who put you on to a private personal assistant secretary? Who put you on to... Father, you know, you is a worse liar than me. How could you? And you supposed to be a holy man? But don't get me wrong, you know. If I had to do it again, I would do it just a bit different.
And how's that, lad?
Well, more professional, better staff, better trained. Not them junkies. They just let me down. Father, I didn't know them guys was on their own trip, you know. I didn't tell them kill nobody. You don't see police blackmail them. You don't see police blackmail them, make them kill. And who get the blame? Mr. Big Black Power Superman. Hypnotize them with the power, make them power this, power that, using my power against me. Boy, you gotta laugh. You see, Father, knowledge, discovery of knowledge is enough for me. Because when I come back, I'll be wiser and stronger. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Gomez, you fucking killer. You finished with the food?
Yes, thank you, Officer Underwood. Chicken was nice.
Right. You want anything else before they broke your neck?
No, thank you, Officer Underwood.
So, how you going? You decide?
Officer Underwood, you couldn't begin to comprehend the moral dimensions of my thinkings. You're still a slave, that's why. I know you hustle all the fellas, women for favors, you raid people's Red Cross parcels, sell pictures of me to the New York Times, so don't try this shit on me. You should be behind here for exploiting your own brothers.
Fuck off.
he means well. It's just his way.
Joke. Father, a joke.